Because here's the thing. I've always said I like bitches because I like a woman.
And I like money. Just,
you know, I like bitches and money. It's a great combination.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Hello, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo, and this is Steve Green.
Hello.
My co-host and my husband.
Lover. And we are joined today by the very lovely, he is David Alvarezi.
YouTuber, writer, producer, what don't you do?
I don't like regular jobs.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
You think that people in regular jobs like their jobs, David?
Jobs?
No, but I just
I think they do. I thought it was a trick question.
You've just never done it.
I did. I had two regular
lazy
jobs.
Lazy ass.
I did.
Okay. Nikki worked at Chili's for 5 years. What about you?
I did
6 months as a stock boy.
Six months.
Can you even count it?
That was like a training
That's
period.
That's like I went to a semester in community college, and I can't count that.
And then yeah, we say we went to college.
Yeah, exactly.
So. I did 3.5 years of college, though.
Wow.
With the biology emphasis in physiology. It was hard.
About it.
I guess I should ask your parents if they consider that going to college.
Well, I mean, you don't get the degree. You just paid the fees.
I bet they don't. That's my guess.
I got to meet Kim there. Freshman orientation.
Kim, we are going to talk about Kim. So okay, a lot of you ask us relationship questions, and we like to answer them on our Q&A segments. But sometimes you guys ask us questions that we are just answering through speculation. We have not ourselves ever experienced those questions or those things. So David here has, and also we just like to bring guests on so we can pry into their personal lives and ask them a bunch of juicy questions. And
but mostly
get
we like to have people sit here, we talk to them for a bit, and then we try to sell you shit.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So just hang tight.
So get ready for that.
I'm ready for that too.
So David, you met Kim, your current girlfriend.
Yes.
In college.
Freshman orientation, first day, I forgot a pencil. Like an idiot. Who doesn't bring a pencil to freshman orientation?
Right? What an
Well,
idiot.
Who has pencils now, dude?
Well, this is back That's then. True. David's old, too.
Yeah, I'm old, man. 27.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How old are you?
Old motherfucker. 27.
I'm
33, dude.
You look it.
I do look it.
Yeah. Right? He looks okay. I'm with an older man.
That's hot.
For sure.
Yeah, but guys get older. Women really don't.
Yeah,
right?
We don't.
That's for sure.
Yeah, they become silver foxes or whatever.
We don't age. Nope. So you started dating in college, and so David has actually gone through the experience of breaking up for multiple years and then getting back together with that person, which people have asked about. Should I get back together with my ex? I still kind of have feelings for them, but they cheated on me, but they did blah, 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 blah. Will it work out? And we're always like, I don't know. I couldn't do it, but, you know,
we always judge the shit out of it because I'm like, never in hell could I do that shit.
Right. Yeah.
But then I'm like, wait, I know someone who has done this.
And I would love to hear their story.
So that's why you guys invited me over?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck
yeah. Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't really talk about this, but let's do it.
Juicy relationship details.
Yeah. So I cheated on my girlfriend. So
how long were you together first? Don't start with that.
Okay, my bad. So we were together for 4 years, right? Best friends for two. Then we dated for 4 years.
Oh, so 6 years basically of knowing each other.
Did you guys live together?
No.
Okay.
Well, at one point she did come into my house when I lived with Josh Sable for like 3 months. She pretended like she didn't live there, but she lived there.
Yeah, every time I did a collab or anything with you guys, she was there.
Yeah, she was there. Like she lived there. She didn't stay for 2 days of the week, but fives.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah. She didn't have a place to stay. So
you guys were dating for 4 years after being friends for 2 years.
Yeah. So it's a little complicated, but in the middle of those 4 years, one night I got really blacked. Mm-hmm. And I.
That means
that's
drunk.
That's, of course, the pornographic website. David got with a black man.
Yeah. I got with a black man.
Yeah.
Haven't
we found out? No, I blacked out. I apparently kissed a girl. I didn't really know. But the next day I was like, what happened last night? And someone was like, yeah, I think you kissed your friend Crystal. So I was like, oh no. So I called her. I actually was like, yo, what happened last night? And she was like, yeah, I think we kind of kissed, blah, blah, blah. Her boyfriend immediately messaged me on Facebook. I was like, bro, I can't believe you did this to me. You're my boy. We weren't boys. I met the guy once. And I was like, dude, I'm sorry. Please, like, let's keep this between us. I will not talk to your girlfriend anymore. I fucked up. My bad. And he was like, yeah, you're lucky. I don't ruin your relationship. Fast forward 2 years later. I'm, like, literally about to film a sketch. And then Kim FaceTimes me. And she's like, do you have anything to tell me? And I was like, oh, my God. How did she know I went to a strip club 2 weeks ago? Who told her? And then I panicked and I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And she was like, I just got this message. And she sent me a screenshot of like that conversation 2 years ago. So I guess that girl cheated on her boyfriend again and then was just like, screw it, I'm gonna ruin David's relationship.
Whoa. What?
Wait, because yeah. She cheated?
She cheated on like with some other guy.
Oh. Hey, David, yeah. I think that David ruined his relationship.
Wait, so, no, I mean, yeah.
So in, how dare you?
In this cheating context, you, yeah. So 2 years ago before the breakup, you had kissed blacked. A girl.
Yeah.
Nothing else happened? You didn't have sex or anything?
No, it was just kissed. Yeah, that was it.
And I remember during a Playlist Live when you were going through a breakup and you were crying and you were like, was it crying. Was a peck. It was a peck.
I remember that.
It was a peck. You know what? It's hard to argue. Like, you know, I feel like there's levels to cheating. Maybe
there
you know,
is.
You know, yes. That was, you know, a peck. I didn't like sleep with her. It's hard to argue
you
that.
You think there's levels of cheating?
Yeah,
you think cheating's some video game, David?
Yeah, well, there's levels. You know, what are
if you kiss somebody, I would be pissed.
Oh, so it's fun, David? Because there's levels?
I mean, it's probably fun to some
people.
Do you
get points when you cheat, David?
You get less points.
Well, now okay. You know what you can and can't get away with, huh?
That's true. You can't get away with a pick. You can't even, not even a pick, guys. Nah. Don't do it.
So and not you, even you a pick for 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a half-life.
So you're drinking your ass off. Put me in the moment with you. You're drinking your ass off, and then this chick's there, and you just lean in for like a little mommy kiss?
He doesn't
kiss?
Know he was blacked.
No, I'll tell you what happened. It was my first $10,000 brand deal, and I just kept buying shots for everyone.
Oh. Mm.
Like, literally, I spent, like, I want to say, like, $700 a night.
Oh shit!
Damn, yeah, that's stupid. A lot.
Yeah,
$700 bar tab. What were you fucking drinking, dude?
We would go out to like Patron. A $50 dinner. We'd like
Where
our first
you?
Big check. We were like, let's go out for a $100 dinner.
Yeah, not me.
Go Roost Chris. Stupid. Put down $125.
Yeah,
plus I didn't get free taxes parking. Back then. I was stupid.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense. But, yeah. So she finds out.
She finds out. Immediately breaks up with me. I deny it. Like the first day, I was like, "That never happened. Those messages are Photoshop." I mean, I didn't say that, but pretty yeah. much, I was like, "I don't know." but pretty much,
she got him because the girl Crystal sent them to her.
No, the boyfriend.
Oh,
well, yeah. The boyfriend did all this shit.
Yeah.
So wait, you and the boyfriend were like chill. Because you were like, yo, you're not my boy, but okay, we'll be, let's not talk about this. Yeah. 2 years goes by.
Yeah.
She cheats again, and then the boyfriend decides to just throw you under the bus randomly?
I think so, yeah. That's how it goes.
That is random.
Yeah, it's rough.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, I was like, dude, I never contacted him. I was like, well, whatever, I was in the wrong. But I was like, whoa.
Well, that's good that you took it like that, though.
Yeah, I just, the next day, I was like, look, it happened. I'm sorry. And she was like, we're done. Finito. And then she went to travel by herself for like 2 weeks.
She had to find herself.
And then within, we were broken up for like a month and she kept saying like, I'm not going to get back with you. It's over. So finally I just caved in and like had sex with someone. And then she found out about that. And then that was when it was like fully done. And then we were broken up for two years.
How wasn't it fully done when she said she was done and she's gone for 2 weeks?
Well, sometimes they just want you to chase them. Like, they want you to, like, show that you care.
Oh.
That, like, you're like they want to be like, I'm done. And then you'd be like, no, you can't leave. I can't live my life without you.
The rom-com, you got to run through the airport.
It's true.
Yes, that's what I always wanted. But, like, if a boyfriend, like, fucked up, like, if they royally fucked up, mm-hmm. like, and they've fucked up real bad in the past, but no boyfriend ever, like... They always did what David did, which is they're like, I guess we're done. I guess I'll go fuck. And then they...
That's sick.
And I'm like, well, now we're done.
That's not what I did. What I did...
Stupid
I thought,
boys.
I was doing the I'm noble thing. I was like, I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You deserve better.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to let... I won't bother you. I'm not going to like take me back kind of thing. And then, you know, that's clearly what you wanted.
Yeah. So we've gotten in fights, you actually, whenever I try to leave, you've blocked the door and you've been like, no, let's work it out.
That's true.
And you cry, Steve? You cry?
Fuck yeah, I cry. I start crying immediately, dude.
I've only seen him cry maybe three times in our whole relationship. Once was when his younger brother or his little brother was going to the Air Force. Not Nate. Definitely
not
cry for Nate. But
baby.
Kenny.
When
Kenny,
the baby left.
His favorite brother. I'm just kidding.
Yes, my favorite brother.
Nate's here. Nate, we love you. Nate was already gone when I started dating Steve.
I cried for that too. You just weren't there.
Yeah, and then but Kenny was leaving, and Steve cried, and then Steve cried at our wedding during his vows. You were there.
I was there.
Yeah. I blubbered like a fucking bitch. Couldn't even get through the fucking.
Yeah,
door.
I was like, it was beautiful. Damn, I thought I was gonna break first.
Oh. I did that queer thing in the background.
Yeah, that's good. You should.
High school.
I deserve it. Yeah. I miss all that, man. Yeah, oh, dude. I miss all that.
Dude, I miss it, dude. Everything's so PC.
I know.
That happened to me. I did that. I was in high school when I was running for ASB president.
Yeah.
And I was just junior president. And I was doing this amazing speech. And my buddy, like, I did a punchline. Yep. And it got a laugh. And right when the laugh, like, died down, he just did queer. And everyone laughed. And I lost that election. I lost it. And like right after, he was like, dude, you hear me? And I was like, yeah, I heard you, dude. It was embarrassing.
I love it.
He was like, dude, well, I went to an all guy school, so that's how we showed love.
That's even better.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was tough. But.
Yeah. So
2 years goes by.
Yeah, what happened in those 2 years? You try to be, did you go through a slut phase? What'd you do?
I did. I definitely went through a slut phase.
Were you a real slutty boy?
A little slutty boy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was in two, like, 4 year long relationships, so like my numbers were low. I'm like,
gotta get those numbers up.
I want to get those numbers up, dude, because, you know, that's how you...
My number's still low, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty low. His number's really low.
My number is
low. I make fun of him sometimes, because...
Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
I pounded the same pussies very much, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he pounded a lot of pussy, but just the same pussies.
Like... destruction. We'll see. But to only a very few people.
If you guys are listening, Steve is a man, okay? You know, he is a man.
No. What I'm trying to say is, I got it in. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm talking about? No, you did. There's nothing like, you know, the same pussy. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah,
dude, when you're fucking, when you're smashing the same pussy 50,000 times, you know what I'm saying? How come that's not just as tough as some guy plowing through like 500
chicks?
Because
you didn't have to do the whole game a bunch of times. You didn't have to like get her like, it's like a hunting game, you know? Like,
that's true.
You got to catch them. You got to like lure them. It's like a Pokeball. You got to throw it the right way.
That's I don't know. I would argue that it's even harder sometimes because it gets stagnant. So you have to like, you know, do something more to kind of like rile it out.
That's very fair. You know exactly. Thank you, David.
It's tough.
How do you know about our sex life? I'm just kidding.
It's very, you got to jump start it.
I know Steve has a huge penis though, because one time I was going through your drawers and there was a Magnum and then I was like, whoa, what is this?
That's true. Yeah.
You know, I wish those
things
fit.
We just kept our Magnums in like the kitchen cabinet.
I wish they fit.
Dude, man.
They're
See,
too
that's why
big,
you don't
man.
Need
those
to
things pound. Are too big, dude.
That's why you don't
I'm
need
fronting,
your numbers
bro.
Up.
I'm fronting with those things, man.
You keep them in the like in the kitchen drawers?
I put just my, to, just let me tell you what I do with it. What? I put my hand in that thing, dude. And then I get to town. And then I go to town.
And then you go to town?
That's what I do. That's like just the image of that. Who are you doing this?
All the way to my elbow.
Yeah, doing it on yourself, your butt.
Hey,
you gotta put it.
I have, my numbers are really low.
Hey, I'm not gonna kink shame you. Whatever you guys
do
in your little,
you know,
I love it.
We do it in our own private offices, and then we get together and have regular sex.
There you go.
That's nice.
Yeah,
that's sweet. I wish me and Kim did that.
Yeah.
It's the best.
What do you and Kim do? Wait, no, we're not there yet.
Yeah, so let's
we're the slut phase.
Up. Yeah,
yeah.
Slut phase. Yeah, I just went through a slut phase. She like dated, I think like 3 guys
at the same time.
No,
wow.
No, like throughout those. No,
she's amazing.
Dude, when you saw she was with the first guy, how was that?
It was like this guy was tall. He was like driving like a really nice car. It was like a Lambo. I felt like a little insecure. But 2 weeks in, she called me for a booty call. So I was like, fuck.
Oh shit!
Every guy she dated, we had sex. Like during while they were dating.
Oh, she cheated on them?
Well, I mean, they weren't together. They were just like, seeing each other.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I never
But she
felt
was
like,
she basically would have sex with them and be like, you're not David. And then she would call you?
Yeah.
Oh.
But she would still be like sometimes we would hook up and then she's like, all right, I'm going to go on a date. I'll see you later. I'm like, all right.
Huh, it
but
was like that.
I fucking can't do that shit, man.
What?
See, this is the shit I can't do.
Why?
I'm like, no,
like
absolutely the goddamn not.
Friends with benefits type of situation.
I'm too territorial, dude. If something is mine, it's mine, and I can't share it. If it's like, oh, hey, we're doing this thing, it's for funsies or whatever, I'm not doing it for funsies.
Okay,
if
I respect
for funsies
that. No,
means
yeah,
you're
yeah.
going to some date later or some shit, fuck this shit. I'm not part of your world.
I see. I feel at the time, I didn't like, I was single, so I was like,
and you're
you
like,
know,
this is
I
my
like,
punishment for the peck.
Yeah, it was like a punishment thing, but also like I wanted to be single, but I also wanted like Kim too. So it was like, that's what we ended up getting back together though. Because it got to the point where there were multiple people that she could have like taken seriously and then I could have taken seriously. It was like always 1 foot in, 1 foot out. So it got to the point like, dude, let's just, you know, shit or get off the pot or whatever. Let's try this one more time. Clearly we're just in each other's lives. You know, you're always seeing someone and then you end up hooking up with me or vice versa. You know, we're not giving each other, you know, any time to heal anyway. So let's just try this one more time.
I think a lot of people listening have the same question that I have, which is you're about to, it's like you just broke up with this chick and then 2 years goes by and then you decide that maybe you are right for each other. How do you put the past to bed?
Yeah.
Like the cheating past or the...
All of it.
Any
you,
of
you
it.
You guys yeah. were with many other people in between each other. Now you're going to get back together. Mm-hmm. And then you have this history where you were together before.
Yeah.
How do you put the past to bed?
So the cheating never goes away, guys. That is for life. Like that girl can bring that up anytime and I just have to like, you know, take it up the ass and be like, yeah, I know, I fucked up. Good point.
But I can I just say I don't think that's healthy.
That's not healthy. No, it's not. You know, we went to couples counseling too.
Oh, so, you did?
Yeah, I think it's great.
That's
if
awesome.
If you are having trouble with your spouse or significant other, go to couples therapy. It's cool.
What happens in there?
You know, they psychoanalyze you first, like individually. Like he pretty much just told me I had dad issues, and I was like, yeah, I know. For her, she has like mom issues, anger issues. So I was like, yeah, I know. But yeah, and then they kind of break down what happened and why they're feeling like this. Honestly, it's a good way to be like, to put your point across without someone like, you know, interrupting you or trying to like, you know, no, that doesn't make sense. Cause the
right.
other, yeah, there's someone there mediating.
There.
Yeah.
And they have like licenses and qualifications
exactly,
to be doing
yeah.
that. Yeah.
And that's you also want to like sound as, you know, articulate and like just, you want to make your point across as well as possible so you're not there bringing up old shit that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, well, yeah, one time, remember when you... You know, you can't...
What did you learn from this?
I learned that, you know, if she feels insecure about, let's say, you know, me going out or something like that, I have to be there and like, hey, you know, put the weight off her shoulder a little bit and then like... Because there are times where I'm like, hey, I'm going to go hang out with the guys.
Yeah.
And I could just tell by her, you know, mood or tone that she feels a little insecure. So I have to put that weight off her shoulder sometimes and be like, hey, without her bringing it up and be like, hey, I know you might, you know, be insecure right now because I'm about to go out and drink with my guy friends and they're single and obviously I'm not and we're back together. Hope you know that I would never cheat on you. Just so she doesn't have to bring it up because that's
right.
clearly on her mind.
Yeah.
And she doesn't.
I'm going to have a moderate amount of drinks. I won't get blacked.
Yeah. And I'll be like, you know, I'm going to be communicating with you whenever you want. Just let me know. You can FaceTime me, whatever.
So she feels secure.
Yeah.
Yeah. She feels like you
yeah.
got her back.
I think exactly. she hasn't forgiven you, David.
I don't think she has. I don't think she
how
has.
Long
I think
have you guys...
that you need to get forgiveness, David.
How long have you guys been together since... You guys were
Right after Coachella last year. So that was
I like your timeline.
June. I suck at
timelines. You're such a like millennial guy.
That's great.
Dude, well it was like that Coachella.
Right
I went to
Coachella
last year.
Last year. Not the year before that.
Yeah.
We were broken up.
It was definitely last year and I ignored her.
But the Beyonce year. The
Beyonce year, yeah.
Yeah.
And so since then kind of pretty much.
Okay. So like a year.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, a year.
Yeah. And so you think, so Steve, you think she still hasn't forgiven him?
No, I don't.
But it's been a year.
Well.
Do you guys fight a lot
why
still?
Why does she bring up the cheating then if she's forgiven him?
Do you guys fight?
Not so often. I think we're good. There was a point where, you know, I lost her trust again. Just a quick story. It was funny. I got an email from my alumni from high school saying like, hey, we would like to interview because, you know, you do YouTube. We'd also like to interview this person. Her name's Judith, my ex, and my high school sweetheart because she started a nonprofit for like young women. So I was like, oh, cool. Yeah, I haven't seen her in a while. It'd be nice. I haven't seen her over a decade. So I was like, cool. Yeah. And I mentioned it to Kim and I was like, yeah, I might do this thing with my ex, just letting you know. And she's like, oh, that's fine, whatever. We just emailed back and forth a little bit and I just didn't let her know about those messages. And one day she like woke me up and I was like asleep and she was like, hey, can I just ask you something real quick? And I was like, well, yeah, sure. She had my phone in her hand and I was like, okay, well, who have I been DMing? And I was like, I'm good. Like, I don't DM girls
like,
anymore.
How could I be in trouble? I'm good.
I was like, I'm good. There's nothing in my phone. I don't know why she has it. I'm gravy. So I was like, what's up? And she was like, have you been emailing your ex? And I was like, whoa. You went through my emails? They were incriminating, but it was like, why don't you kind of tell me about these emails?
Did she go through your emails?
Because she doesn't trust him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
She hasn't
forgiven you, David.
She hasn't. It's tough. You know, I did mess up, so I take responsibility.
Yeah,
it was a pet.
She jumped back into the relationship with you. You deserve that. You deserve trust.
I mean, you know, it's tough.
What does the therapist say?
The therapist does. You know, we stopped going because it's expensive.
Mm.
But she has great health insurance. And then, you know, I don't know. It's just... But we went for a little bit.
Yeah.
So I don't know where his or her opinion would be now. But
What was it before? They didn't give you an opinion before?
Yeah, it was more
the
like...
dragging everything out? Those fucks.
Yeah, it was kind of more dragging stuff out.
He's like, I'll tell you about it next week.
It takes a while to get all the issues out because sometimes you're with like a sociopath that can like say all the right things in front of the therapist, but really they're like super abusive and the therapist has to like wait and like see the true behavior come out.
Are you a sociopath, David?
No, I don't think I have it in me. All right.
So she didn't like what was in the emails?
Yeah, but she forgave me pretty quick. I mean, it was only awkward. It was Valentine's Day.
Oh.
So it was luckily she was like, you know what, I want you to take me out, so I'm gonna throw this away for today. So we had a great Valentine's Day, and the next day it was like fucking hell.
What the fuck, man?
It was so weird.
I'm gonna just describe what's going on here.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend likes to use these past events as weapons when she needs them. She keeps them in her arsenal.
Like a day past event.
No. But she keeps them in her arsenal when they're convenient for her to get what she wants out of you, David.
Oh, man, it's tough. I know she's so.
But you have to.
Crazy.
But you have to mark all of this, that this is going on, and identify that this is going on, so that it's not going to hurt you later, because it's.
You just set boundaries.
Well, you know what? No. I think in the beginning of our relationship, I was, because here's the thing. I've always said, I like bitches because I like a woman.
And I like money. You know, I like bitches and money. It's a great combination.
I like a girl who's very opinionated, almost puts me on a place. I don't know. I just kind of dig it. But I didn't set a lot of boundaries at first, but now I do. So it's like, even when that whole email thing happened, it was held for like a day, but I put my foot down and I was like, I got it for a day. And I was like, okay, clearly I didn't tell you about it. It was a little fucked up. But then after we moved on, so it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
It was like, one argument.
I don't think it's as bad, Steve, as you think it is. Because
I'm not saying that it's bad. Yeah. I'm saying that it's a problem that you can address right now to make everything better.
Man, it's easier said than done.
Of course, everything is. But it's still, to identify the problem is important.
Have you ever cheated on a girl?
No.
Yes, you have in high school, but you don't count it.
High school is not even real, dude. High school is a fantasy land, bro. It's a pretend land that you go to.
I take it very seriously.
Well, I don't.
She's like, I still don't forgive Jason.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking exactly. No, high school is not real. No, with my mature brain, I have never cheated on anyone, no. Like past the age of 16 or whatever.
When did your mature brain come to be? That's my question.
Like, I think last 30? Year. No, I mean, honestly, dude, I think since I was like probably 18, I kind of had my facilities and like where I stood with things morally and all kinds of shit. Like,
see, I don't think mine developed a little later. Like, I just feel like, I think in the beginning of me and Kim's relationship, I didn't necessarily do sketchy things, but I didn't put myself in right situations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would I would go to bars and get drunk and then kind of flirt and then just bounce.
Mm.
Did you grow up with sisters?
No, I had two sisters that died in my mom's womb. Way to go.
Oh my
bring
gosh.
It up.
Wow. I just wanted to make you hurt.
Nikki,
I'm looking for tears.
Jesus Christ.
I'm digging for tears.
I'm trying to get tears too.
I'm trying to get them, but I haven't got them yet.
You have
yet.
To bring up my dad.
Oh.
Yeah, let's talk about your daddy
about
issues.
Your dad.
My dad is a drug addict. Growing up, we had a tienda, me market, and did really well. We were making a lot of money. He started doing cocaine and then, other drugs, and was pretty tough. He left us for a while. He went to San Francisco to do more drugs. It was like 4 years in high school.
Jesus.
Came back, slept on the couch for like a long while, sobered up, but I mean, now he's good. He still has anger issues. That's just it. But, I have a great relationship with him now.
You make it sound like he did drugs and he went to San Francisco for 4 years to do more drugs. You make it sound like you like graduated from drugs university and then came home.
I felt like it was an elevator pitch.
Yeah.
Oh, he forgives his dad.
Jesus.
Well, I don't know. I went through it. So it's like, I don't know. It's you talk to anyone who has like serious issues like that, they kind of just throw it over like, my dad beat me when I was a kid, whatever.
So I find that guys, and this is just my experience. If you're a guy out there listening and you've never grown up with sisters and this doesn't apply to you, like, don't hold it against me. But the guys that I've dated, everyone until Steve had only had brothers, no sisters. And they didn't know. They did the same things that you did. Where, like, they didn't know exactly, like, what to do in that situation where that you would go to bars and, you know, flirt with girls and stuff.
Yeah.
You didn't know that, like, don't do that. And then when Kim was like, we're done, you didn't know to be like, no, I want you. You know, like, where I think guys that grow up with sisters, like, they learn women language faster.
It's true.
Because you have sisters? And that's just a...
I have a big sister. Mm. I wouldn't really call her a woman. I would say that my sister is sort of a character in a movie. Yeah, I wouldn't say that she's a real person, I guess. No. I love my sister. I'm very close to my sister.
He's not assuming her gender. I appreciate that. It's really just,
it's not even a gender thing. It's really just like, my sister is an otherworldly being.
She's like a library book.
Yes, exactly. In human form. She's a library book that was in a kid's movie and got turned into a person.
That rolls her eyes a lot and is very sarcastic.
Yes.
I like that.
But she has no delivery with her sarcasm. Oh. So she'll give you a sarcastic line, but no delivery with it. And so you don't know if what just happened was sarcasm or not. And you kind of feel uncomfortable.
She has menageries with glass figurines in them.
Exactly. Thank you. Or like her house. Like her decoration skills are basically she just copied what my mom likes, which is like farm style shit. And so my sister has like mishmash, farm style, whatever.
But the point is, regardless, you know, she's going to have like, you know, hormones, PMS, all of that stuff.
That
like,
shit I'm good at.
Things that like
that
you just
shit I'm good at.
I'm good
learn
at that shit.
How to.
See,
my mom cried every day when I was a kid,
that
every
too,
single day.
That too.
And that taught me about how to deal with like that.
Crying
with
women. So I cried.
Did you make her cry? Was that as I
know
you?
No. It was usually like debt collectors or my father or both or sometimes my father being a debt collector.
Mm.
Yeah.
This was fun. But yeah,
where's the money?
Yeah, exactly. So,
So when he got with me and I cried every day and he wasn't scared away, I was like, this is so weird.
Yeah.
And he's
for
like,
me, it's
he
just
like
was
unfazed.
Yeah. Nice.
Like you're the only guy that's never like gotten freaked out by that. Well, but,
sweet.
Anyway, that's not your fault. I'm just saying.
No, I mean, no,
that
I think I know where my cheating comes from. I remember when I was a kid and my dad would cheat on my mom. And I asked him once, I was like, how come you're cheating on mom? I was like, 5.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, that's what men do.
Oh.
And like, my dad was my hero.
Jesus.
So that's what men do. You know, sometimes we need to just stray and it's just, it doesn't mean anything. And I remember him telling me that. And I remember, I think my mom said that when I was like 8 or something, he did it again. And I was like, Mom, that's what guys do. You don't get it. You're
holy
not a guy.
Shit.
Oh my God.
Did your mom punch you in the mouth?
No, she just cried. And she was like, oh, you little fucking idiot.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
See, what I think is, I learned the opposite thing, but I don't think I learned it from anybody. I don't know where I got it. I just got it from watching people. I got it from watching men. I got it from watching my grandfather. I got it from watching my dad in some respects. Like, for me, how I look at a man is not a man unless he treats his woman well. That's what I learned. It's like I judge a man by how well he treats his lady.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not a man, David. For what you did to
no,
your
No, I'm
to
good.
Your,
he's
to your,
like,
you're
guilt,
not a man
he
at
feels
all.
Bad about
you're
it.
Not a man
for
a bit, David.
Bad. How long can you beat this man down?
No, I'm just I'm fucking
wrong. It was a peck, dude.
It was a peck.
God damn. You know that part in Friends when it was like
we were on a break.
I love it.
That was me when I had sex with that girl when me and Kim were on that break, on our first break.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, we were on a break. She was like, no, we were still texting. I was like, oh, Jesus. But
then she went off and dated people.
Yeah. I don't ever cared. I don't know.
You don't care about that.
Maybe she wanted you to care.
I think in some ways, maybe you're more mature than me because I can't get past that shit.
I don't know. I just get that people, you know, when you're a grown up, you're not going to find a girl that's a quote unquote virgin that's never had sex with anyone. So I get it. So her friend actually sent me a video of her on Snapchat once making out with a dude. Like, look what she's doing now, like a couple few months after we were broken up. And I was like, I just responded, that guy's hot. Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good because you got to get in their heads.
Yeah.
But
it was.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get it as a move.
No,
but in reality, I'm
like,
oh,
man,
fuck.
That fucking sucks. Blocked her ass right after.
Yeah, see.
But no, I don't know. I just never cared because at the end of the day, she kind of always still hooked up with me, so I was like, yeah, fuck it.
So it didn't.
They're probably not laying it down like me.
Yeah.
There it is.
There it is.
There it is.
We are going to take a break on that note, and when we come back, we will talk to David more about his juicy relationship. Maybe get some more deets. Maybe get what positions they do, you know.
Yeah. Positions.
Like stay tuned.
Also, we got some sick shit to plug you. Watch this shit.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to, like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're, like, kind of desperate.
We're giving shout-outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So, huge shout-out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout-out right now to Mark. Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blythe.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Cute. Thank you for supporting the show. All right, you know how you're one of the guys, so you wanna drive with style. So we got these sick metal decals that you can put on the back of your truck. They're an adhesive on the other side, but they look like chrome, but they're not chrome, so they don't give you the weight that chrome gives. And you just peel the adhesive tape off the back of this sucker. You put this metal Batman symbol or Superman symbol, whatever, on the back of your bumper, and you are a fucking big-dicked son of a bitch driving down the freeway, driving to your friend's house, wherever the hell you're going. People will know, hey, that guy likes Batman, I guess. So, yeah. Buy these sick-ass decals, bro. We'll
Dude,
catch
I
you
am
on the flip.
Sold.
Thank you.
Wow, thanks. That was great.
Really nothing in there for me.
I am sold. That was
what
good.
Do you think, David?
I'm sold. I want to buy some decal Batman shit.
Dude, you seen some cats with that shit?
Yeah.
They're sitting in front of you, traffic, got this fucking metal Batman thing on the back of their thing. Like, what the hell?
Like, what, did you go on Amazon and buy that? Like, did you Google that?
I don't know where they get it, but now I do. Now I didn't know before. Now I do.
Yeah, okay. Good to know.
So if someone else is in this situation where they're like, should I get back with my ex, blah, 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 what would you say? Would you say that it's worth it? Would you say, what is your reasoning for getting back with your ex?
So we were broken up for 2. I kind of wish it was 3. Mm. You know, it's...
wish it was 3 years. Nice. Nice. This is going to go really well for you, I think.
Yeah.
This episode
think
is going to be...
She literally does not watch anything I do, so it's
very
great.
Nice.
I literally... I can
she's
post
busy.
Anything.
She's busy reading your emails.
And if you're listening to this, do not send this to David's lady, okay? Whatever you do, please don't
send
this to David's
either.
Lady. Don't do it.
No,
just don't do it. That'd be messed up.
No, I would say really think about it. I think a lot of people get back with someone because they're just like insecure about being alone or, you know, they just don't know how to handle themselves. Being single and they're content, like the comfortability with like that person.
Right, right.
Instead of like, oh, you know what? I don't want to be alone. So I'm just going to rough this out. And like, even though I really aren't in love with this person, I'm going to get back with
them. Yeah, maybe you should really mentally like do some self work and stuff like that. But you don't want to be alone. So you get back with that person.
Exactly. I mean, that's why we waited for like 2 years. We really thought about it. And it wasn't one of those things where like, yeah, let's get back together. Or like, I miss you. And even though, I mean, yeah, I say, like, I don't really care, but sometimes when she was dating those guys, I was like, man, you know, that kind of sucks. Maybe we should try it, but then it's like, step back. What do you really, like, is it because she's dating another guy?
Yeah. Is it an emotional decision or is it a logical decision?
Exactly. So well, you really got to, like, sit down, think about it, analyze yourself, which sucks. You know, you have to really, like, ask yourself, like, why am I like this? Why am I thinking this way? What are these feelings that I'm feeling? I'm like, is it because I'm insecure about her being with another guy? Is it because I'm insecure about not finding another girl as good as her?
Yes.
So it's tough. You really got to weigh out the options.
Yeah.
David, what if the shoe was on the other foot? What if she cheated on David Alvarezi?
A peck.
David.
Just a peck.
Just a peck?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say, honestly, my brain's fucked up and be like, you pecked a guy? I fucking cut you. And I would just ride that out and be like, you know, exactly kind of what she did almost.
Yeah.
I'd take her back immediately, honestly. Like, I'd give her like a week of like, I'm fucking leaving.
How could you do this to me?
I'm going to my mom's. And then I would just kind of take her back. I wouldn't, you know, break up with her like she did to me. It was a peck.
Tell
4 years down the drain. No, but, I would just be like, man, that sucks. You were blacked out.
She's blacked, actually, is the term.
I'd be like, you know, you really have to make things up to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, so you use it as a weapon, too. That's kind of like what you guys do, huh?
No, I wouldn't. I mean.
Yeah. I think I cracked
it. But, see, I don't have a lot of weapons on her.
So you're trying to gather some weapons.
Yes.
You gotta build them into the arsenal.
She's got a whole arsenal. I got, like, maybe, like, a water gun, you know? She has anger issues. Sometimes I'm like, yo, can you, like, stop?
So with her anger issues, she brings up the cheating and then you're fucked.
Yeah. I mean, she doesn't do it that often anymore.
When's the last time?
Well, you guys just moved in, right?
Yeah.
When's the last time she did it to you? Honestly.
Honestly, when that email thing happened, which is kind of like, you know.
So that was recent. That's February.
No, it wasn't February. Boy, yeah, it was, huh?
Yeah.
Valentine's
Day. That's really recent, David.
Okay, fine, yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You have to, next time this happens, you have to be like, hey, wait, listen, you cannot use this as a weapon against me. You can.
I'm going
to
be like, yo, wait, Kim, can you?
Wait. Can I just be the devil's advocate here?
You can try.
Okay, well, so she was mad at him for a day for the email thing.
No,
right?
She waited. She waited till after Valentine's Day.
Sure, whatever. But I appreciate that, though. He paid for it for a day. And, you know, he wasn't, like, upfront with her, like, hey, I've been emailing my ex. For you and me, whenever, like, an ex tries to reach out or, like, something happens, we tell each other immediately.
Yes.
You know, it's very, like, we're very open communication, so there's never any, like, oh, I found this or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't tell her, bad communication. She got pissed for a day, and then she got over it. I think that's pretty fair. Like, I've gotten mad at you for a whole day for scratching my pans, my nonstick pans, and you were being, it was mostly because your attitude about me being mad about it was you were stubborn,
and you didn't
give a fuck that you destroyed my pants,
yep.
And then I had to buy a new pan, and you destroyed that one, and then I was mad again, and you paid for it for a day. And I'm just saying, like, that's pretty fair. I think that's a normal couple thing. I don't think, like, her getting mad at the emails is like her getting mad at the old cheating thing. It just triggers a little bit of that. And just like you scratching my pants triggered a little bit of when I felt disrespected in the past at a previous fight. And I think that that's kind of a normal couple thing.
I just want to say fuck your pants on the record. But
yeah, fuck
also,
your pants.
Yeah.
My pants fuck you back.
But also, this isn't about me. I have flaws.
I do want to say on the record, dude, fuck those pants.
I don't like the pants.
You know what? You're never invited over for
dinner. I don't like the pants.
I have to beg for an invite to things with
you guys.
I know.
David's been asking to come to Tasty Tuesday for so long. You know what? You were almost there, but now you just blew it.
Because
I cook on those pants. What? I cook on those pants.
Can I be on with David when I'm for Tasty Tuesday?
No.
Oh, man.
You cook it out of your own pan, and then you can taste your own Tuesday.
Do you do Tasty Tuesdays? Do you cook at all?
I do Tasty Tuesdays.
He's cooked... a couple of meals.
I'm highly requested on the channel.
Highly requested.
Yeah.
Highly requested. Yeah, it's one of the most requested things on the internet.
It's not.
It's up there. They always do very good when I'm on the show.
Do you have a fact checker like out there or someone? Like,
yeah,
can
leave
we
a comment.
Check?
We got to have it in live. Mark says yes. We just got a yes. So yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Where, I feel like I get to judge David's relationship
because you're not in it.
And from afar, and I just get to kind of laugh and point.
It's like eat popcorn and be
Yeah.
I mean, I do the same. I respect that. You know,
thank
why
you.
Not? I mean, that's what we do. We judge. I mean,
yeah.
Like,
it's because we got a real life cheater here. You don't get
cheater.
To talk to a real life cheater in the wild.
I am my father's son. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Yeah, he was going out pecking women.
Pecking them?
He was pecking
exactly.
My mom got just as mad. Yeah, but she didn't leave him.
Yeah.
She did. She left him.
No, they actually just got back together like a year ago.
Oh, you are your father's son.
After separate, maybe like 2 years ago, sorry. But they were separated for like, I think, 8 years or something, and they got back together, and it's the weirdest thing. Like, they have so much sex. It's gross.
Oh, so when you're home, you're aware?
They got a lot of makeup sex to make up for.
Yeah,
for
it's
those
weird.
Years.
Like, one time I came, I sleep over there often because I go visit Long Beach a lot to just get drunk over there. I don't want to Uber all the way back. So I just crash on my parents and all come
the way
in.
You describe shit so good. I just go over there. I like to get drunk over there. So yeah, I hang out with my parents.
My college friends, you know?
I love it.
You are a very 27 year old guy.
You are.
Hey, my friends, you know, my friends I've had since like first grade.
Yeah.
We just get together maybe like once every.
No, you just remind me so much of my brother. It's funny.
You said once every week and a half?
Yeah.
Week and a half.
Week and a half?
We don't let it go
faded?
More than 2 weeks.
Okay.
We definitely get faded, yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
What do you drink?
Mostly tequila. Sometimes they like Jameson, but man, that just gets me weird.
Tequila's
like
my
that.
Shit. Where are you on the me and Eric Ochoa debate of Patron versus Don Julio? And he's like in the side of
darkness.
He's in the side of darkness, and I won't say which.
Wait, Patron or Don Julio?
Yeah.
Which
Don Julio? Don Julio is better.
Yes. Don Julio's
Thank
better.
You.
Yeah. Thank you, David, man of fucking taste and character.
Maybe you can get
a good man.
Who would think it's not better, though?
Eric Ochoa.
Mr. Chain Restaurant.
Dude.
Calling you out.
Jesus Christ. Okay, before the show, David was just telling me how Eric likes to go to Cheesecake Factory. He likes to go to Chili's. He likes to go to fucking
Sizzlers. I know Steakhouse.
He likes to go to chains, though. And then, of course, he likes to drink what I call chain tequila. fucking
that is
Patron.
Chain tequila.
That's true. That's like what they try
Patron
to sell
is
you.
What you order at a bar when you don't want to just get the house tequila. You're like, just give me Patron.
You want the bartender to think you're a little classier than a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just at least so you know what you kind of what you're talking about.
I got into a full blown argument with him at Tim Delgado's wedding about this shit.
Yeah. I would drink Patron in a margarita.
And he's the spokesman for like kind of like Latinos out there on YouTube, dude.
Embarrassing.
Can you even believe it?
Dude, you're in Mexico and they tell you not to drink
that
shit.
They're like, don't drink that.
Yeah.
They tell you to drink Don Julio and then they show you like Casa de Azul and all the cool shit.
Yeah.
So you guys moved in.
Yeah. That kind of, you know what? Sorry. Excuse me.
Are you thinking about your dad?
I'm thinking about my dad.
Sorry.
All
I'm
his
so sorry.
Pecking stories.
Okay.
He would tell my mom. Anyways, we moved in right kind of. So she had a roommate that had like a crisis and she just like got depressed and moved to New York. So right after we got together, it was like, yeah, we should make this work. We're together, boyfriend and girlfriend. Boom. And then 2 weeks later, she was like, hey, my roommate's leaving to New York. I need a place to I need to find a place to stay. And she tried to look. She went to a bunch of open houses, couldn't find anything that was like reasonable. It got to the point where I was like, mm-hmm. Where am I going to stay?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and I was like, you can stay with me, of course. And then my lease was up in like 2 months. But we lived together for 2 months. And then after, you can't just be like, hey, we should part
go
ways.
Separate ways.
Yeah.
So then we got together. You don't like living together?
No, I do. It was, okay. At first, I was a little skeptical. I was like, damn, we just got back together after 2 years. We're not even sure how well this is going to go. And then you're moving in.
See, I think that's the true testament, though, is moving in together. It's like...
That's beautifully said.
It's like if you can't, if you're not meant to be together, it's going to speed things up immediately. Yeah. You'll break up within a couple months if you're...
I like living with that.
See,
it's
that's great.
No, the way you set it up was fucking amazing. You're like, you know, we haven't even been together very long. I don't even know if this shit's going to work out. Like, now
dude,
we're moving in. Like, boy,
so
David,
true.
Write a fucking romance novel while you're at it over there. Jesus, man.
Hey, you want me to be honest
Lucky
with you?
Lucky girl.
I'm not going to, like, sit here and be like, no, it was great. I wanted it. No, it was like, we weren't sure about it. We were trying to make it work.
Yeah.
You know, we're moving in together. Of course, I'm going to be like, oh, fuck.
See, that's relatable, though. That's like people out there right now that are in the situation are going through that.
Yeah,
and
I love it.
And when they ask questions to us, I don't know how to relate as well other than to like think of what I might do, you know, maybe if I was in that situation. Because
listen, if I'm in that situation, somebody cheats on me, dude, I don't even know what your face looks like the next day. All right. I never met you before in my whole life.
Nikki Pexa guy. Blacked out.
Who the fuck is Nikki? I don't know a Nikki.
Damn.
Hey, real quick, off the record.
Okay.
Can I talk about the time I kissed a girl at my birthday party?
Yeah, you can talk about whatever you
want.
Okay. Let's go.
Actually,
I
want to
hear this story.
He got mad.
Hell yeah, you ready?
In such big trouble because he called me a cheater one time.
Yep.
And I take that so fucking seriously. Uh-huh. I have never cheated on anybody. Never once in my life would think about cheating on anyone I was with. And he called me a cheater because at my birthday party we were drunk and my best friend at the time, she's kind of wild when she's drunk.
At
and
the
she
time,
was
we'll talk about that later.
Well, yeah, we're like, we haven't really hung out in a while, but yeah, back then we were buds and we got drunk. It was my birthday and she starts making out with me and it was just something that we would do. Like, it wasn't like...
How long was her makeout?
15 minutes?
No.
Yeah, dude. Listen, we're at karaoke where time goes slow.
No, it's just she kept
it
doing
was for
it.
Many songs.
She kept
for many songs.
She was just like, that's just a thing she would do when she was drunk. And it wasn't like girls do that sometimes when they're drunk, especially in their 20s and at a bar. And mostly she's doing it to get attention from guys so that they'll buy her drinks. And so I'm just like, well, we're crazy, we're drunk, whatever. Like, it's not, I wasn't sexual. No. I wasn't attracted to her.
Yeah.
There was none of that going on. But Steve, and I had never been with anyone that was like this, but he got really upset.
But after the first one or after 15 minutes? Like, you were cool the first...
I was against it the entire time.
Yeah. And he looked like he had seen a ghost when we were leaving. I was like, what
I
is
was
wrong?
Stone-faced, bro.
Like, what is
I was
wrong?
Like, what the fuck?
I had no idea. Like, the whole time, like, I wasn't thinking like, oh, I'm about to cheat on my dude right now.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't
the thing.
Like,
it's against
that.
My biblical beliefs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number
biblical?
One, to see two women laying with one another.
We weren't laying.
No, I'm kidding. No, so
we were on a table.
No, for my thing is just like, hey, this is my chick. What do you, that's it.
Yeah. Well, so I didn't understand because I was just mind blown because normally guys liked that shit. Yeah. You know, they liked seeing that. So I
was so mad.
Yeah.
Just kissing another girl.
I wasn't like furious or anything. I wasn't storming, yelling at her.
To Arizona the next day for a brand deal. So like it was like that was that night. We got back at 2 a.m. and then the very next morning I had to be on a plane, so we couldn't even work it out. And like
there was nothing to work out. I wasn't gonna leave you or nothing.
No, but like you were so mad. I mean, you're calling me a cheater, and I was like, I was devastated.
I think that in the moment we had been drinking, and so yeah, I probably called you a cheater.
He's like, you cheated on
me. Yeah,
yeah. You cheated on me.
From like, you know how the alcohol filters your shit
into different
opinions. Yeah.
But no, I was just trying to get through that I'm not cool with her doing this.
Sure.
Going forward,
I was honestly devastated.
You should have taught her a lesson. You should make out with one of your boys.
I'll make out with you.
No, Kim would think
on
it's
the show.
Right now.
Let's do it right now. We'll do it for views and for a stunt.
I'll kiss you for the bit. I'll commit to this.
I'm all about committing to the tongue.
If you're not watching the video version of this, you are missing out.
I've kissed multiple guys for a bit, never tongue though. That's why I can't.
You gotta use tongue.
See,
or it doesn't
count.
It
needs to be tongue.
Can't be just a peck.
Or the bit is not as strong.
I'm not on SNL yet. You know, that's like one of those things. Like, oh, dude.
How do you think you get on SNL? This is an audition.
This is it.
You can use this as part of your video audition. Oh, you can just cut this clip in.
That's true. Be like, I'm totally cool with kissing guys for a bit.
See, how cool is that?
Lauren Michaels is like,
that's basically how I measured it out to her. I was like, hey, would you be cool if I was kissing some dude? And she's like, no. And I'm like,
that's not true. That's, I was like, I wouldn't though. Care, but
you
it's
said
a different
no. You said,
I
said no.
No, I said I wouldn't care, but it's a different context. It's a different context.
It's a dude. It's a little.
Girls do that in college party. Like, they just get drunk and like, well, let's make out.
It, no,
well,
I know.
And dudes don't really do that. Like, straight dudes don't really do that.
Yeah, not straight dudes.
Yeah, straight dudes didn't really do it was just more. It was just more culturally accepted that two straight females could make out. And
oh,
that's
for
not
sure
cheating.
Because it's like it's like cool to look at and shit.
Right.
It's
so that's true. That's what I was saying. Is like it never even crossed
kissing
my mind.
Dudes, I was like, oh.
Seeing two chiseled chins hitting each other and shit, I'm always like,
So I had never seen that, so it would weird me out a little bit if you kissed a dude, but that's because I would never expect it.
Yeah.
Whereas for girls, he was just having fun.
You know, he's
sure.
I wouldn't get mad. I would just be like, that was weird.
It's weird to
Yeah, I wouldn't have expected it.
Oh, why is it
two
weird?
Guys.
It's weird because it's two straight guys. Two,
oh, yeah.
Two gay guys or bi guys, like, that's not weird.
Yeah.
Well.
But two straight girls, I mean, I've seen it.
That's true.
No,
you're right.
Many times.
Yeah.
The difference is that like it's not sexual. So like
it's because we're desensitized to it. We see it every living.
That's what I'm saying. So I never even crossed my mind
that
that would.
I'd like to see it everywhere.
Well, you don't see chicks on chicks making out in like literally every movie and literally everything and billboards and everything.
But now you know every show is trying to incorporate gay dudes somehow too.
No, for sure.
Yeah,
so
but,
now they're
but,
like
yeah.
removing though like that.
That's
energy.
Different. That's but I'm talking about straight dudes or straight girls kissing. Where it's not sexual, it's just like, we're drunk, we're crazy, you know? We're crazy and drunk.
So if two guys were like, we're crazy, then
I love you, man. And then it's like, I love you too, man, it's not gay. And they kiss, and it's like, okay, those goosers are just having a good time.
If they declared that it's not, then it's not.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I love
it's
that.
It's true.
Yeah.
I love all that. I go out with my brother to gay bars all the time. And when I'm with him, you know, we get crazy with his friends. And, you know, I'll, like, you'd throw, like, a dollar at a guy dancing or something. And then one of his friends will, like, try to, like, grab my crotch. I'm like, well, okay, we're not having fun anymore.
I see.
This is
sexual
weird.
Assault now.
Yeah. This is kind of.
So for me, it never even crossed my mind because it wasn't sexual. Like, I wasn't, like, limit
sense.
Finger your pussy next. It wasn't like that. In fact, I'm very grossed out.
You didn't say that at all?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
I've heard a lot of girls say they're lesbian from the waist up. Like they like boobs.
Yeah. Boobs are cool. Boobs
are cool.
Nice. I could totally probably date a girl if I never had to have sex with her.
Yeah, genitalia is kind of like that.
But that's, I think, what separates the straights from the bis from the gays is that, like, I just couldn't do pussy. I could never do that.
I couldn't do cock either.
It just is too wet. It's too wet for me.
I could do cock.
Then you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it.
I could handle it.
I don't even like my own penis.
Do it with David for the bit.
No, I'm good.
Okay, cool.
Commit to the bit.
All right, so you're living together now. How long has it been?
since October.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sweet. And it's going well?
Yeah, it's going good. You know, she's a nurse, so like she has a full-time job, so I don't have to see her like
I don't have to
for
see
12
her.
Hours sometimes. So it's great, you know?
Yeah, you get enough space.
Yeah, a lot of space. I feel like people in our industry that are like, you know, entertainers or like YouTubers or social media, they live with their girlfriend. They just have to stay together like all
yeah,
day because they work.
Ugh.
Gross.
That, I can't imagine.
I do that.
Ugh.
Yeah. I do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know friends would be like, dude, can you invite me to the shoot? Because I need to get out of the house.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I come home. Kim comes home. I'm like excited. I'm like, yeah, let's spend some time together. I try to come home like at 8 when she comes back from the hospital. There you go. I was like, what the hell?
Stripper in school.
I don't know. I love it. She's great. She cooks. I got her a sous vide for.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, those things are awesome. I suck at cooking. So she wasn't very one of those like. Girlfriends domestic. That domestic very, very much. And I was fine with that. I was like, who cares?
Yeah.
You know, she was always clean. She would never clean my shit.
Oh.
So she was like, clean up your shit. And I'm like, okay, you're right. You're right. Whatever. Equality. Which is fine. Now it's cool. Cause now I feel like she can see that I am clean and that like, you know, she's training me. So now every now and then she just picks shit up for me.
That's
she
awesome.
She cooks for me too all the time now.
That's tight. Great.
Dude, that's dope. That's really
cool. Hey, that's way better than how your dad was.
Dude, way better.
Are you there yet?
You gonna cry? Come on, David, give me some.
Actually, Kim, she's only seen me cry like 3 times in the same amount, whatever. Yeah. And 2 of those times because of my dad.
Wow.
What do you do?
Dude.
Don't do no.
Well, you're trying to get their tears out. This is the
I'm
we got
joking,
him.
Though.
We finally got him.
Can't actually,
dude, I don't,
what are you talking about?
I'm desensitized. You can ask me. My dad just was neglectful. Oh. He hit my mom.
Oh shit!
Aww.
Yeah.
See, you wanted to hear that.
Well,
is that what you wanted to
hear? I did until I did.
Sometimes she deserved it.
Wow.
There you go.
He told
Even
you that
better.
She deserved it. He's
yeah,
like,
he
we cheat
you that.
And we hit.
Yeah,
that's
we hit.
What men do.
That's what a man is.
My God, it, Dad. Mom, Dad needs to hit you. You don't get it. He gets angry.
A man needs to hit. A man needs to drink.
Yeah.
So it worked out for David. If you're out there right now wondering,
what a happy story.
You know.
Yeah.
But I think the part about you guys putting like 2 years of like actually thinking it, not making an impulse decision to get back together, actually weighing out like whether it would be good for you guys in the long run, and the fact that like you obviously still love her.
Yeah, we did a lot of growing up too, like within those 2 years. You
yeah,
know? I did a lot of stupid shit, you know, and I'm glad I did it when I wasn't with her.
How have you grown up? Would you say?
I learned about taxes within those 2 years.
Yeah, that's really
nice.
Good.
That's always an indication.
No, I just learned that, you know, I feel like when I first started YouTube, it was one of those things where I immersed myself a lot into it because I was excited. You know, I was going to college at the time, so, and I didn't love what I was studying. You know, biology was hard, and I thought I wanted to be a doctor, and it fucking sucked. So when I got into it, I wanted to hang out with, like, Eric and Josh and George all as much as I could, you know, and learn and you know, just grow those bonds. And then it got to the point where like I feel like I was neglecting my other friends and my other relationships. So Kim was there to be like, yo, all you fucking talk about is YouTube, all you want to like you're where's the substance here, like where's the guy that I first started dating? And I was like, oh shit, you're right. So
she's there to balance you.
So she was there to balance me out, and then which was great. And then I think after a while, you know, I think at first I hung out with some quote unquote influencers that I felt like were pieces of shit or like not the greatest people, but I hung out with them to keep that, you know, quote unquote relationship. Yeah. And I think throughout those 2 years, I realized that like, you know, I like the people I hang out with, you know, whether they have like zero following or like, you know, just, you know, relationships that I like, you know,
not based off of social following.
Yeah. And I mended my relationships a lot with like my hometown friends. You know, there's like 8 of us that we just, like I said, we see each other like a lot.
You get drunk and you
get fucked up together.
Fucked up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
They have real jobs. And I don't know how they do it. Like they literally work, some of them work 3 jobs and they get way more fucked up all the time. I think because they're more stressed out all the time.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so weird. Like,
that'll
just
do it.
Yeah. But they'll get drunk and then wake up at 7 a.m. and go to work.
Whoa. Yeah.
That's dedication.
And one's like a physical therapist. Like, a physical therapist still going to school and has a waiter job? Dude, he's insane.
Wow, just name his name. Why don't you fucking show us his fingerprints?
Ray DeGuzman.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe because he never stops. So it's like, because he's got it. So he's just like, you know, he doesn't have time to think of whether he's tired or not.
Yeah, it's
weird. You know?
And he's always down, too. He's like, yo, let's get fucked up. Yeah, I'm like, fuck. All right, let's do it. But wasted. Yeah, I learned a lot, you know. Just, you know, no one cares if you go to the party, you know. It was one of those things that I just feel like I calmed down a little bit within those 2 years.
Well, that's and
lovely. I feel like I got out a lot of, like, to be honest with you, in those 2 years, it was one of those things where, like, oh, you know, I love Kim, but I feel like I didn't get to live because I was in those two really long relationships.
You can get your slut face.
I didn't get my slut face.
You need a slut face.
Yeah. You need it, you know? So I had that. And then after that, I was like, cool, you know?
Got it out of your system.
I definitely got it out of my system.
See, Steve's, like, his slut phase was, like just very...
Two chicks at the same time.
Whoa.
It was. It was two chicks at the same time. I was dating two chicks at the same time. I've never felt worse in my life.
Did they know?
No, and it wasn't, like, a big thing either. It was just one of those things where you're in the middle of it, and you're like, oh, shit, this kind of stacked up.
Wait,
weirdly.
Wasn't a big thing to you or to them?
Either way, where it wasn't like I was exclusive, although I kind of got drunk and told this one chick that we were maybe exclusive, but then we weren't. It was weird. It was weird.
So it was a big thing to them.
It was, well, I don't know. I don't know that it was because it was.
And then he married her.
There was no time that went by. There was so little time that went by as far as that whole relationship goes.
Yeah.
That I was just like, is this even real? I don't even fucking know.
How expensive was that? Like, did you have to take both of them out all the time?
Yeah.
Damn, that sucks.
It was weird. It was just weird time. It was a weird time. And I, going through that, it just made me feel so bad that I never wanted to do anything like that again.
Wait. Did you ever have sex with them at the same, like, the same day?
No.
How did you balance that? Like, I'll see you Saturday, I'll see you Friday kind of thing?
I thought you never cheated on anyone.
I didn't cheat on anybody.
Oh.
Well, you were kind of
exclusive. That's not no cheating.
Wait, what about when you were with that one girl?
Semantics.
You, your ex broke up with you and you started dating another girl.
That was high school.
And then you cheated. No. The second time.
Oh, that one, yeah.
What? What?
Yeah.
So you did cheat on her.
This is the girl I'm talking about.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
So you're over here.
You don't
wait,
make
wait,
me
no, no,
feel
I didn't cheat.
Bad the
I didn't
whole
cheat.
Time.
I didn't cheat.
And you're
did.
A cheater,
how
too.
Did I cheat?
He's just, like,
wait,
redefining
explain
it in
how
his
I
head.
Cheated.
Yeah.
You were
this
dating
shit.
A girl, and then you cheated on her with your ex.
Look. Right here, bro.
Okay.
Right here, we're cheaters. Come on.
But you said
hey,
it,
yeah,
but you said it was okay because she never went down on you. She never
this chick wouldn't suck dick that, and so fuck her. And I want to go on the record.
You
and say
should
fuck
just
her.
Break up with her then.
I did,
but not before you cheated and then you
wait,
broke up with
oh,
her.
Oh, my ex would suck dick though, so I kind of, you know,
wait,
kinda
but
crossed,
did you go to get your
over.
Dick sucked?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. That's nice.
Sometimes she came to me.
Wow.
Pretty good. And then so then this other chick wouldn't do it, and so then
see, that's, I feel like that's always so stupid. Like, if I've heard guys that don't go down on their girls either, I'm like,
it's insane to me.
It's dumb. Like, what if she, of course someone's gonna be thinking about it, like if they even see someone else who goes down on them, or like, at least they went down on me.
Yep.
You know,
it's
like,
a huge
deal
breaking
huge deal.
Factor
huge yeah. deal.
Even if you don't know what you're doing, just fucking do it.
I'm like,
right.
You're never,
she'll help you.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm like, you're not hot enough for this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Is that how you felt when that girl wasn't going down? You're like, fucking.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Hot
yeah,
enough?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, you bitch.
Then just break up with them.
I did.
But after, he broke up with her
yeah,
after.
Yeah, there was some crisscross.
Break
okay?
up with her
yeah.
before you.
There was some crisscross, but it wasn't a real thing. I wasn't even seeing this chick for like 3 weeks, for example. Mm. Okay.
So you were together for 2 weeks? 2 weeks of love. You can fall
like
in love with 20, someone in 2 weeks.
20 days?
20 days. That's pretty much 3 weeks. Round
shit.
Up.
That ain't shit. All right.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like a real thing. It wasn't like a, oh, hey, we're boyfriend and girlfriend or whatever.
You should have invited her. So then I could have someone else like, be like, look,
right.
you guys
we
were together.
Invited we should have invited her. We will next time. We'll get what? You back. We'll get your chick in too. We'll do a
no.
cheaters episode.
No.
It'll be fun.
Definitely not.
It'll be fun.
We cannot.
And everyone, please don't send this episode to David's lady. That'd be really messed up.
But I like that you miss her. You know, she's gone at work and you miss
yeah,
her.
Yeah, I miss her a lot. Yeah.
That's really healthy.
That's great. It's crazy because we're not really texters to each other either. Like, we don't text throughout the day, really.
Oh, okay. So, like, when you see each other, it's quality time.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, what happened to your day? Well, and she'll tell me about...
That's their love language is quality time.
Oh.
Hers is. Mine is, like, acts of service.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So okay, you so like when she cooks and stuff for you. She cooks and cleans. That's
what
you mentioned.
He
yeah.
likes when she cleans his
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, yeah. Like, for me, I'll do a lot of stuff for her, and then she'll be like, who gives a fuck? When are you going to take me out? Or, like, when are we going to spend some quality time? And I'm like...
Yeah.
That's my chip.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to have date nights and shit.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, David, for being on our podcast and sharing your relationship stories, all the juicy details.
Yeah, David.
Of the relationship, all the stuff you're ashamed of and guilty and how you went through it and worked through it and grew up. I love all that shit.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts on this entire topic? We like to do a thing at the end called final thoughts where we say just like a wrap.
Final thoughts, don't cheat on someone. And if you do, you got to own up to it and know that you're going to, and if you really love that person, you want to make it work, you're going to have to go through a lot of shit. So, and that's the consequences you have to go through. So fucking do that.
This is my final thought. One of the things that I love about David is that he has his feet into two worlds that I find very funny. YouTube.
Okay.
You have a foot in the YouTube world.
I do.
You also have a foot in like douchebag culture.
Yeah.
Which I like as well.
Thanks.
And putting those two things together, you're one of the fun people that I like to hang with.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, truly.
That's why you got invited to my wedding.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think I invited myself to your wedding.
Yeah, he did.
He did invite himself.
But we still wanted to be there.
We know we love having you around.
If anyone hangs out with you guys, they come back and they're like, dude, you invited yourself to Nikki Limo's wedding? I'm like, she told you that? And like, yeah.
All the time. We tell everyone that because it's so funny to us.
Well, they came to us. We got cornered at Playlist, the next Playlist, after we had already sent invites out, because a lot of people didn't get invited because we could only invite like 15 of our friends. Like everyone else was family. We had like 100 people that were family. So we didn't invite very many friends. A lot of people were butthurt. They cornered us at Playlist, we were all at a table with a bunch of our friends that weren't invited, but you were, and you weren't there, and they were like, how come David got an invite? And then they're like, we think it's because he invited himself, because last year you guys felt bad for him because he was going through a breakup. I was like, yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah, that's
so they brought it up. I was like,
he cried and begged us.
And he was like, but it wasn't just like, hey, can I go to your wedding? It was like, you gotta invite me to your wedding, man.
Think about how many times your chick has seen you cry, right? You said three times.
We've seen you cry once,
and it was when you were begging us to come over to our wedding.
David's gonna melt if we don't invite him.
We're doing this, they're saying that for the views, guys.
So that never happened. What happened was, it'd be cool.
We're gonna get hella views from that.
Oh, you were like, it'd be really cool.
Yeah, I'd be like, it'd be sweet.
Oh, okay.
That was funny. Like, we both left the party like, holy fuck, David's a mess.
I'll be honest. I was like, can't wait to get my invite. And you guys were like, oh, yeah, sure. And then I was like, I'm going to get that invite, right?
Can I be honest? I kept doing it.
No, like, you literally put your hands together and you were like,
please.
You're like, Nikki, you gotta invite me, please.
I have a bad memory.
If I'm not invited, I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna be so sad. I'm gonna kill myself.
Can I be honest with you, David?
Yeah.
You can go through my wedding album and you can look for my grandma. She's not there because I had to bump her because I felt so bad. No, because I felt so bad for you. I honestly did not have my mother at my wedding because
you said grandmother or your mother?
Oh, my grandmother. Oh. My mother was there. My grandmother did not come to my wedding because I bumped her for you, David. That's true fact.
I think I almost canceled last second.
Damn, people did do
that.
That would
have been really, yeah, a lot
and
of people
it was
did that.
Like, damn.
All my uncles did that, and I don't even have uncles now.
We only had a few amount of spots. We could have invited so many more people.
I don't even know what my uncles look like now. See what I'm saying? See how I roll?
Yeah, shit.
I flush people.
Well, that's the point. You know, if you want to get an invite, just, you know, cry to them and bitch about it. That's my final thought.
I like that.
My final thought is, don't cheat. And if you do cheat, don't come back to me. But if you are someone that's willing to take a cheater back, just give them complete forgiveness before you start over.
If you're willing to take them back, you got to forgive that shit, man. You can't use it as a weapon later on because it's convenient.
Yeah. Unless they fuck up again.
Let it be known. Yeah, then you use just the new in weapon. Case the Kim sees weapon. This. I didn't say that. That's what they said. You don't use it, Kim, sweetheart.
It's time to let it go, hon. Hey, hon.
No, to me, I was being devil's advocate. I said it doesn't sound like she's using it as a weapon. She used a new email thing as a new fight, and then she got over it in a day.
Hey, Kim, sweetie.
I think it's time to let him off the hook, okay? All right, you can also follow David at what's your Twitter and all the stuff that they want to follow you at?
Everything's David Alvarezzi with three E's, baby.
Yeah, and on YouTube, check him out. You make funny comedy skits on YouTube and on Instagram. Yeah. There's not a lot of people still doing it, and you're one of the few.
We should do a sketch, guys.
Let's do a sketch collab. Love working with you.
Let's
do it. Also, if you would like a topic to be requested, you can email me at podcast@nikki.limo. We also have an Instagram, Shit They Don't Tell You. It's @shittheydonttellyou, but without the I and shit, so that we don't get in trouble.
So it's S-H-T?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Shit
That makes sense.
They Don't Tell You. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You'll figure it out.
Makes sense.
Anyway, rate us. Subscribe.
Please rate us. It helps a lot. Thank you.
See you next time. Bye.